This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A voice of the Phoenix Suns, John Bloom, joining us on the River Islands guest line. Hey, buddy, how you doing? What kind of fight is your are your boys going to put up tonight?
Well, first of all, good afternoon. happy to be with you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
More happy about the release of the Giants City Connect uniforms making the debut. That's what I'm pretty stoked about. I'd like to change topics. Are you noticing something here?
Yeah, I noticed.
I like it. It's a hijack. Yeah, it's John Bloom hijack.
Do you know that this is controversial? Are you saying that you like the Giants City? And by the way, people don't know, John's a Bay Area guy. You big Giants fan. You like the City Connects?
I absolutely love them. After I read kind of the reasoning for how they incorporated purple, first of all, think about me, right? I mean, I'm an orange and black guy through and through. San Mateo High School started it off. Go Bearcats.
Let's go.
But then from there, it was the Giants. You know, it was the Giants in my blood from day one that made me orange. Then I go to Syracuse and become even more orange.
Yep.
And then I become the voice of the Phoenix Suns, who I've been a fan of for 30-something years. So orange is like mainstay, but purple sneaks in there with the Suns. It's never been part of the Higantes as far as I'm concerned, but then I did a little reading I realized that way back in the day when they were in New York City, they repped purple as violet as part of the connection with NYU, because, you know, they were called the Violets. I'm glad that I don't know anybody that was ever called a Violet. That said, I'm excited about it. I like the little tie-dye look to it. I like all the little details, and I did already order one, and it is arriving tomorrow, and I'm pretty fired
up. That's incredible. Yeah, and you mentioned violet, and my late Grandma Vi, was violet, so I'm partial to violet, but John, you laid it out beautifully, and just the detail of it, there's a psychedelic influence, music genre, glove patch, NYU, so...
This is about Jimi Hendrix and the Haight-Ashbury, boys. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I love it. I mean, I mentioned tie-dye because that just kind of wraps up that whole genre and day and age that obviously played such a role in the growth of the city that we love. But, you know, it also, and Willard knows this as well as anybody did, I'm a music absolute freak. Like, if it wasn't sports, I'd be all in on music, and I still kind of am in a way. The fact that there's a little tip of the cap, if you will, to that history means a lot to a longtime Giants fan.
Yeah, and a nod to the 60s, and obviously the Haight-Ashbury and lava lamps as well, and I can picture you down there in San Mateo as a teenager in early 90s with your lava lamp and, you know, maybe some other stuff going on, and I could see you definitely feeling these kind of vibes.
Don't turn Peter Frampton on next to this guy. You'll lose him. You'll lose him for an hour and a half. He'll end up down the street in a van down by the river.
Totally.
Builds character, though.
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
All
I mean,
those days.
City Connects aside, I want to go back to Mark's first question, which is, are you guys showing up tonight? Because, boy, it'd be nice for the Warriors to get a win. What kind of a Suns team are we getting tonight, John?
I thought I successfully dodged that one. All right, let's talk about the Phoenix Suns. They've lost six straight. They've lost virtually all hope of making the play-in, which is just still absolutely perplexing to all of us that are around this team. Bewildered, all those words that come to mind. Kind of reminiscent of the way you guys were feeling when I visited you last, when the Warriors were right around 500, and then the Suns went out and put a whooping on them in the city by the bay. And that was only, what, two months ago. Yeah, I take that back. That did kind of fly by. Anyway, regardless, boy, how things have changed. And now, you know, the Suns are a mess. I mean, that's really the only way I can put it, guys. Devin Booker's playing his butt off, as always. Kevin Durant's been out the last three games with an ankle injury. He's obviously not going to play tonight. It's curious to see whether he plays any more the rest of the season. After tonight, there's a possibility that if the Mavericks go out and win tomorrow, it's over. They will not have a chance to make the top 10, and they'll be mathematically eliminated. And, you know, like I said, I think I may have talked to you guys months ago about how disappointing the season already was, and they were over 500 at the time. Now here they are, eight games below, and bound to miss the top 10 in the West with the highest payroll in the history of the sport.
Six-game losing streak, all of them by double digits, a lot of them by a lot of double digits. But it was a tough stretch of games, too, when you look at who they were playing. Boston twice, Minnesota, New York, Houston. I get that. But I guess, like, just to dive a little further into what you expect tonight, you're right, Devin Booker is playing well. But is there a lot of want to left with these guys right now, or are they just like, let's get this week over with?
I think, to be honest with you, Will, I think the want to level has been low all season relative to what people expected and wanted to see from this group. I think, you know, when you look at just where the shortcomings have been defensively, energy-wise, 50-50 balls, holding opponents off the offensive glass, not turning it over, all those things that come from hustle, they were short on. And that was a thing that, you know, kept occurring all season long. Now you can point to whether that's effort or is it detachment from the message from the staff and the coaches. Maybe it's all of it. You know, maybe that's really what it is. When we're all sitting here racking our brains trying to figure out what the problem is, you know, I think there's just too many of them, and I think it's leading to probably another big shuffling of the deck for the Phoenix Suns coming up in the offseason.
And when that deck gets shuffled, and we saw Michael Malone get fired today, and a team that is top four in the West, and Phoenix is 11 and with a loss, likely going to be out of the playoffs. Is that shuffling going to include not only new players in and out, but also possibly a coaching change?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything is possible. I just hope not the radio guy, right, Dibs?
Right, sure. Yeah,
let's
right.
There you go. That guy. You know, let's keep that guy in place. He wants to do it for a little bit longer. give him a shot. It's a beautiful thing that we don't get judged on wins and losses, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody, Michael Malone. Come on, Michael Malone. Really?
Right? I mean, have you ever seen anything like this? Like the play, it's not just Malone. I mean, you got Taylor Jenkins in Memphis. I'd ask you this, John. Like, what does that actually say? Because I don't really know what led to all of this, relationships with stars or whatever. But what is it? What's running NBA locker rooms right now?
It's crazy. And now we're just going to go ahead and do it like with a week before the playoffs start. Like, you're going to make a move like that when I was just telling people I think the Nuggets could represent the West. Now, I know that's going to piss Warriors fans off a little bit, but I just think Jokic is still the best player in the world. And so when you've got that guy on your team, you got a chance to make it all the way. And at this point in time, you know, obviously I was saying that before it looked like Jamal Murray's injury was more serious than it is, and now they've lost four straight, and then they fire their coach. What the heck do I know? I just think it's a crazy business. I think that coaches, you know, obviously the value of a coach is different depending on what owner you talk to. Some owners believe that, you know, the coach's value, I guess, isn't that high, and others are going to stay loyal no matter what. And it's a fascinating study.
Yeah, and you look at the stability of Golden State, and you had Bob Myers, and it turned into Mike Dunleavy, who was his assistant, and it has had a lot of continuity here, which I do think has great value. And I wonder about Phoenix and, you know, where the Suns go going forward, because Mark and I, John, had this big debate last summer about can they go forward with this big three, and Mark didn't think they could, and I thought they could, and I was right, but I was also kind of wrong because they went forward with the big three and it didn't work out. So what's the pivot point for Phoenix with Bradley Beal in a no trade and Devin Booker, a guy who wants to be there, and KD, who, you know, has kind of been bouncing around?
Yeah, I think the only thing we know, Dibs, is that they don't want to trade Book and that Booker doesn't want to go anywhere. So that's the consistent message. I know I've been telling you guys that for years, that he's just, you know, Phoenix through and through. He just loves this community and they love him right back. And as great of a hooper as he is, he's an even better dude. And so that all mixes together and means if you know what you're doing running the franchise, you don't give up on something like that that means that much, you know, akin to a Steph Curry to the Warriors. I really believe that. And now I'm not telling you Booker is the player that Steph Curry is, right? You understand kind of what where I'm referring to on this?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is his meaning to the community and what he's done for this team, minus championships, which obviously is what this franchise, this fan base wants more than anything, because I was just in Boston looking up at 18 banners, talking to those massholes and saying, why can't we just get one? Why can't we just get one?
Oh, man. John Bloom is the voice of the Suns, joining us on Willard and Dibs 95.7 The Game. Warrior fans are knee-deep in what they're doing right now, and obviously Jimmy Butler has worked out and all that, but I still think there's at least half an eye on what happens with Kevin Durant going forward. Do you think that he can still be a central figure on a team that matters?
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Matters?
Yes, without a doubt. That dude is still the Durantula. He's still the Slim Reaper. He's still the easy money sniper. He's still all those things. He's still a little dramatic on online and you know, all that stuff too. He's gonna you know, kill some trolls on his downtime. That's just something he's gonna get after. But at the same time, I mean, I feel so lucky to have called his games the last couple of years. I debate in my head, you know, about the trade that brought him here, which obviously broke up a team that went all the way to the finals with Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and company. And that's a heartbreaker right there for Suns fans. It's become something they're going to think about for a long time. But instead of dwelling in regret, I like to think about the positives. And getting to watch that dude hoop for the last couple of years has been amazing. He is one of the all-time greats. He deserves all the accolades. I would love for him to stay and finish his career as a member of the Phoenix Suns. I'm interested to see what they do. And obviously, if they get a good enough offer, then maybe they do turn the page based on how disappointing these last couple seasons have been.
So for Warrior fans who haven't been totally focused on the Suns, we know about Booker and Beal, but who else, John, should be keeping an eye on tonight as the Warriors get ready to head to the desert for a big one?
Yeah, you know, obviously Devin Booker's been leading the charge. He's looking for a little bit more help scoring-wise from Beal, who was out for 8 games with a hamstring issue before he just came back for the last couple. Tyus Jones has been shooting the three really well. So has Royce O'Neal, and Royce is back in the starting lineup. Tyus Jones is now coming off the bench for the Suns, and you might recall, I thought that he was going to be a real key to this team's success this season, and it was surprising that it just didn't work out with him, and a lot of the time, he was off the ball, and I felt like he's a guy who should be on the ball the way he's performed, being, you know, a leader in assist-to-turnover ratio for now 6 straight seasons in the NBA. So, you know, again, I think there's a lot of things that we look at with this team, and you could look at the rookies. Ryan Dunn's in the starting lineup. He's from Virginia and has been excellent. Two-way player, is really good defensively, is growing into his offensive game. And, you know, I think it's just a case of I'm fascinated to see what the Warriors look like in person with Jimmy Butler, because this will be our first look at it. There are a lot of Suns fans who are pining for Jimmy Butler to be here.
Yep.
And you might recall a lot of the rumors had him coming here and had this being his top spot and his desired location. So it looks like Plan B is working out okay for Jimmy.
Pretty much, yeah. I think Jimmy was one of those people who was pining to end up in Phoenix. So John Bloom, voice of the Suns, with us. John, what is your view on the Warriors' chances in the postseason?
look, if this group's healthy, then I like it a lot based on, and in the beginning of the year, I remember we were calling kind of Steve Kerr the mad scientist a little bit with how he was doing his rotations. But I read into it, and I realized that what he's trying to do is figure out who he can trust in what situations, and I trust him. And so if he's got the full deck that has been put together right now, I think you got a great chance. Like I said, I was picking Denver. What the heck do I know? They're going to have a brand new coach who's never coached before running the show. They still got Jokic, and I think they're going to be, you know, tough to deal with. Oklahoma City is everybody's pick to flame out. I'm not picking them to flame out. Someone's going to have to step up big to beat the Thunder. I really believe that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And they've got the Lakers again tonight here coming up in just about a half hour in a game that we've all got a good eye on. All right, John, have a great call tonight. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks for having me, fellas. And, let's a toast to the city connecting those behind it. And kudos to the people coming up with that stuff.
It starts with a win tonight. Got to remember now, the Creamsicles were winners. So,
those were untouchable.
Yeah, you got it. It's one thing to be like, here's what they look like. I care about, do you win in them? So better win that game tonight.
Let's get some more dubs. Keep it going.
Let's go.
Giants.
All right. There it is. Thanks, Johnny. Giants.